Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Thank goodness for unlimited data. You can listen to us all the time, every day.
Isn't that great?
Yes, or if you don't have that, get on someone's Wi-Fi. You can enjoy all of Bridge and Spider's goodness.
Have you done that?
No, I don't know. Whichever way you need it.
In a car, when you're driving past and it'll come up Robbo's
Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Wi-Fi is weird.
Walk into Macca's, free Wi-Fi.
Yep, free toilets as well.
Yep. Also the phone box, you know the old phone boxes we used to use in the 90s?
Yep.
They're Wi-Fi now.
Free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but you'd look dodgy hanging out outside a phone box.
Listening to these podcasts, probably. But I'll tell you what, we have got a lot on. I can't wait to hear. Yeah. With the Game of Thrones finishing, we want to ask, what movie sets have you been to? Because, Ben, you've been over to where the end part was with the King and Winterfell and everything come together.
Sure, we'll go with that.
A landing.
King's Landing in Dubrovnik. In Croatia. That's one of the places, and it's spectacular.
We want to know where you've been to. What movie set have you just found yourself walking past or you visited because you love the movie so much?
How cool is that? Hey, I'm going to talk about something, and because it's a podcast, it's early enough to talk about it, but ladies, you are going to love this. A music activated. Yeah, that is right.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, yes. It is amazing, and I've got your playlist. Don't worry about that.
Limo's on the show as well. Limo should have a hallelujah too, I reckon. There he goes.
There he is. Come on, Limo.
Yeah, yeah. All right, big podcast as you loiter outside a Telstra phone box and enjoy this. Bridge and Spider.
Let's just say there is a new toy in town and it's not one you can get in the kids section of any toy store.
Okay.
And it's called, I'm just going to say it. It's called Club Vibe 3.0.
Okay, Club Vibe.
Now this is, let's just put it this way. Ladies, I know you know what I'm talking about, the rampant rabbit, the crotch rocket. The thing that gives you Johnny Jingles, yes, that is right. What? And it is music activated.
Right. What do you mean?
Music activated. You know exactly what I mean. And don't ask me to explain any more. Oh, what do you mean? You know, well, you know extremely
vibe.
Well.
That's all I know.
That's right. And if you really listen to what I said, instead of just trying to
work out what Club Vibe is,
poke me even more, I've got something to do that all on my own. That's fine. So this is, it's activated. It can spur onto any kind of music. So you can walk into a club. You can put on different settings and it will work for you. So they're saying this might be the alternative to people taking maybe drugs in a nightclub.
Oh, okay.
So then you just, you know, there you go.
You're in the nightclub. Music.
You are on the dance floor and it will, just like a good beat, it will kick in and you will be the life of the party.
It will dance with you.
Which is fantastic, yes. Mm-hmm. But I would have to probably not go somewhere. Look, as if someone like me would go somewhere like Sin City where it's all full on hardcore stuff. But, you know, I'd like somewhere where you slowly work up to it. So
like
maybe
a massage table.
Maybe a little bit of this. Just a nice little bit of strumming.
This is sort of, relaxing with a few candles.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like acoustic with James Ryan.
You're warming up a couple of cocktails and, oh, nice. Just, you know, a bit of Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, you know, 15 minutes later or some, a bit of, okay, all right. Lovely jubbly, isn't this good? Bit of Kashmir, bit of Led Zepp.
Yeah. Who would play this?
Nice beat.
Yeah.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Just it's building, nice. Isn't it?
It is. It's lovely. And then, if you really want to see me go Burko on the dance floor, well, this is how I'd be finishing. Yeah. It's fantastic. When everyone else is dancing, this will be the theme song after that. And I'll be the one nine-eyeing them on the dance floor with everyone dancing around me. Look out for it.
Yeah. And what's it called again?
The
something 3.0.
Club Vibe 3.0.
You remember it, see?
There it
all
is.
All the questions and you're the one who remembers the details.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Yesterday, though, was a massive day. It's a momentous day. For anyone that's liked Game of Thrones, it was the last ever episode that went to air. We've already established there'll be no spoilers on the show this morning. As much as Spider wants to reveal.
Just Google it. It's not hard.
Well, I spoiled it for Jamie, my partner. I didn't know that he was just about to... He said, oh, I want to start it from the beginning. I've never seen it, but now you've wrecked it.
Why wouldn't you just go...
I just saved you 70 hours of your time.
Why wouldn't you just go to the last episode?
You can't. You won't be able to do that.
Well, hang on. You don't even rate the last episode. The whole series was great and the last episode was let down.
Stop putting words in my mouth, Spider.
You wouldn't get it. It's like just buying a book and reading the last page.
Well, that's all you do. But first page and last page, you know what's going on.
Can't wait to read your autobiography then, mate.
It's only two pages.
Yep. It's all pictures in the middle anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, so it was no good.
I didn't say it was no good. I'm just saying it was
an
ending.
You're disappointed.
Some people would be disappointed. I was fine with it. I mean, I didn't know how I wanted it to end. I'm just sad that it's over.
Right.
Because it was really a lot happened in the first series and it was really stretched out and then they went bang in the last episode.
I thought it was a little rushed is how I would describe it. Okay. Like they jumped to a lot of things. They covered a lot of ground in the last season when in previous seasons it would have been a lot more developed and it took a long time.
Okay. Do you feel cheated? Do you feel like you have invested a lot for not much of an outcome?
Let down.
Yeah. No, I don't feel let
disappointed.
Down.
Disappointed.
No, and I don't. But it was actually good because I got to see some places I went travelling because they filmed it in, some of it in Croatia. And I was like, oh, I've been there.
Oh, I love that.
I've been there.
Oh, yes. I stood there.
That's cool.
So you're able to see some places. Did you go there because of GOT?
No, I was there just coincidentally, but I'm glad I did an actual Game of Thrones tour while I was there because I appreciated all these locations.
Yeah, people do that a lot with Lord of the Rings. And what's the other one filmed in New Zealand? And they all have it's Harry Potter, isn't it?
The Hobbit.
Yes, yeah, Lord of the Rings. I'd love to see that. Even though I've never seen the movie, it'd be really cool.
Now, I went to Cooper Petey, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, Tina Turner. Her bra's still out there at Crocodile Harry's.
Is it?
Yeah. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome at Cooper Petey. That's where they filmed
cool.
that. Yeah, it was good. And I went to Wolf Creek.
Did you?
Oh, I couldn't
That was scary.
Was it eerie?
Yeah, it was. It was because this is no word of a lie. When we went there was a guy in a ute.
No, there wasn't.
No, 100%. I was with cameramen and everything, so yeah, you're not stressed. And it was during the day. But yeah,
serial killers can still get you in the day, mate.
I know. I couldn't do that.
It was good though. But there's so many different places where you do, you know, travel to, or you're just around, and suddenly it's a movie set, or it's a place where a sitcom's been filmed.
San Andreas Fault with The Rock.
Oh yeah,
bits of that where the helicopter crashed into the building was the Pines, my shopping centre at Eleanora.
Oh, that would have been annoying trying to get into Kmart.
Well, I couldn't get into my usual park because the helicopter was there, crashed into the side. Jeez, I was upset. Went straight to centre management, I did.
Give us a call, 1327 10. What movie set have you been to? Have you travelled to see one where, like even The Dish at Parks?
Oh, that's on my list.
Oh, okay.
One of the famous places. But, yeah, have you ever been to a place where the movie's been filmed?
Yeah, cool.
1327 10. Love to get your stories, particularly if there's anywhere on the coast that's been in a movie too. Might start to put together a bit of a list. Have you been to a famous movie set?
In Vermont South was Pin Oak Court, which is actually Ramsey Street in Neighbours. So everybody on the way home on a Friday or Saturday night be in the taxi, take me to Pin Oak Court.
No.
Yeah, you'd be driving down and going, Bouncer, Mrs. Mangles. They used to cop it all the time.
Could you imagine living there?
Oh, it'd be a nightmare.
That would be
like,
nightmare.
Oh, it's Friday, must be Spider.
Oh, I know.
Teresa, have you seen a famous movie location?
I've been to L Street Studios in England.
Yeah.
My son was in a film called Willow.
Oh, really? How many times have you watched it?
Only about 3 or 4 times.
Hang on. This is with Val Kilmer. This used to be one of my favourite movies as a kid, and I read the book with Willow.
Yeah, he was one of the babies they used in the film.
Oh, how good's that?
In a little village.
Yeah, they put him on a... he was like little Moses in the basket floating down the river.
Are you kidding? I do remember
that's funny.
That's your son.
Bridge wants a photo with him. Yeah. Thanks, Teresa.
Oh, that's unreal.
Oh, how good. Hey, Darren's in Belinga this morning. Where have you been?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I went on the set of George of the Jungle too.
Where was that?
George of the Jungle. Watch out for that tree.
It was in a factory, I think it was around Arundel. It's going back a few years now. I had to go pick up something, and then I seen a sign at the front saying had like 3 letters and a number, and I couldn't figure it out, but it was the thing for the set for the actors to go to. And then when I went in there, it's like a spiral staircase, and there's a big treehouse. Awesome, like, big pitch treehouse. And the bloke said at the time, he says, oh, mate, if you like it much, you can take it with you. If you've got a block of land or something, put it on the back of your, back of your block of land. And,
What's this?
I wish I did.
Yeah. George of the Jungle at a, in a garage in Arundel.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks. I don't know if you would have got away with putting it in Belinga next to the airport. I don't like that too much.
Thanks for that.
Hey, Paul, on the tweet, have you been to a famous movie location?
Apocalypse Now, in the movie, I was on a surf adventure in the Philippines, and it was where the general napalmed the jungle so the characters could surf the point.
Yeah.
And it's a river mouth in Belair in the Philippines.
Oh, yes, and, yes.
Yeah, and it was 10 years after the movie, and they napalmed the jungle for the movie, and the jungle still hadn't grown back at all.
There you go. Wow, that's intense.
There you go. Lots of locations, lots of famous locations.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Got Akmal joining us tomorrow morning, but right now it's always good to have Limo on the show. Why you look so
sad? Limo's not so bad. He's got a nicer face.
Shut up in your face.
Guys, you've done it again.
When do we not?
Done it again.
When do we not?
Yeah.
Oh, you lot nail it every time. Hey, can I just say something, guys? Can I just say that this I can't even tell you how happy I am that this federal election is over.
Yeah.
I didn't even care who won. I don't care who lost. I'm just happy about one thing, and that is that we will no longer see any more bloody Clive Palmer ads. I tell you, I was starting to have nightmares. I was waking up in the middle of the night with Clive Palmer right in front of me.
You've got to remember, Limo, he's only 3 years away because an election's every 4 years. This one 12 months out, so we haven't got that long.
Well, I'm not happy about. Did he spend $1 billion on advertising? Seriously?
I think it was $800 million.
Yeah,
$800 million.
Yes, you got the text.
$1 million.
He really is our Donald Trump, isn't he, Clive Palmer?
We love him.
One of my favourite things is he said in an anti-Bill Shorten ad. At one point, he said, "Calls him Shifty Shorten," which made me laugh. Shifty Shorten. He goes, "Shorten's tax grab will reduce your wages." This from a bloke, doesn't he owe $70 million to workers at one of his mines?
Yes.
A little bit rich from...
That's all he had to do. He didn't have to spend money on the election. He just had to pay the miners and everyone would have gone, great bloke.
Oh, good bloke.
Yeah.
Good bloke, he'll get my vote.
Yes.
Tell you what, he had so many ads. The first time I filled out my form on the weekend, I actually voted for him. I thought, God, these ads are really getting in my head. God, boy. You know, my favourite was down in Tasmania.
Yes.
Where he said down there, you know how on the Palmer ads there's a map of Australia?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Down in Tasmania, he didn't have Tasmania on the map.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, nothing makes Tasmanians happier than being left off a map of the mainland.
You've got to be on the map.
So anyway, it is done and dusted, the federal election. Thank God many years. Hey, yeah, can I tell you guys, we need Gaynor back at our house. She's been on the Gold Coast for way too long. Our house is a mess. My ironing's way behind. I just need the mother-in-law back on deck. But how's our son? He turned to me and my wife the other day. He's nearly three.
Mm. Yeah. Right?
He's nearly three. He goes, Mummy, I go on a plane and see Grandma.
Oh, that's right.
I thought, how sweet is that? He wants to get on a plane and go and see Grandma. And my second thought was, how spoilt is our son? We've clearly taken him on one too many flights. He's not even three. I mean, he's a bronze frequent flyer, for crying out loud. And I thought to my wife, have we been on too many trips with this kid? And then I remembered back, we took him to Italy when he was one.
Oh, yeah. He loved it.
Oh, come on.
He would have loved it.
Yeah. Bridge. He's a huge fan of 15th century art. So
of course he is.
His first project at kindergarten. Going to be amazing.
Yeah. Sistine Chapel inspired.
He's recreating the roof of the Sistine Chapel at the moment.
Your sandcastle's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Perfectly,
He recreates the roof of the Sistine Chapel in his pants 5 times a day. just a work of art, how he punches that gear out. And I'll tell you what, isn't it great? He's getting older now, so it's not the issue that it was. But nothing lights up the faces of the other passengers on the plane, does it? Like getting on with a baby.
Oh, yeah.
They go, oh, please come and sit over here on this 24-hour flight.
You just think, I hope they've got plenty of bottles and plenty of food.
Oh, so he is going to cry and poo the whole way, you people. Don't you worry about that. So we need to get him on a plane to go and see Grandma. Oh. And, well, we can come and give you a visit while we're there.
Oh, can you?
But yeah, we will. We will. We'll come. We'll have a little family holiday. We'll take him to Dreamworld. I'll get him down to the beach. We'll go and watch the Gold Coast Suns play. Is it hard to get tickets these days to go and see the Gold Coast Suns?
For you, maybe.
Yeah. I promise to barrack for them while I'm there, okay?
Limo joins us every week. Thanks, mate. We'll chat to you soon.
Good on you, guys.